The Indiana University Department of Theater and Drama is presenting a very creative, energetic, and colorful production of Peter Weiss's The Persecution and Assassination of Jean-Paul Marat, as performed by inmates of the Asylum of Charenton under the direction of the Marquis de Sade. Director Dale McFadden has set the play in our time, so the audience is committed to being active participants, invited and willing guests. As we sat waiting for the show to start, a warm female answering machine voice kept telling us that at Charenton, art and therapy go hand in hand. We're modern. Throughout the evening, Abby Rowald as Coumier, the resolute director of the asylum, tried to reinforce the therapeutic message, even when things got out of hand and the cast had to be restrained and put back on track. Alex McCausland was debonair but tiredly restrained as the Marquis de Sade. In Weiss's drama, the Marquis is the author, but the play itself seems to have a separate life as his characters get out of hand and even argue with him. Much of the argument is about the efficacy of revolution or retirement, and it comes from Matthew Martin as the play's frustrated victim, Marat. Alana Cheshire was a wonder as Marat's murderer, Charlotte Corday, with the strangest, pathetic, appealing, and appalling take on the dumb blonde that I imagine I'll ever see. Ryan Dooley was her peculiarly graceful dance partner. The instrumentalists and singers for Marat Sade are all inmates and play roles in the drama. They're led by the music director Eric Anderson Jr. from the keyboard. The scrappy all-star band is David Cheverny, David Coleman, Rebecca Masur, and Sam Gurnick, and they held forth to good effect on clarinet, violin, cello, and banjo, seated, marching, or strolling. Tyler Gillespie, Brittany Martin, Evan Mayer, and Hannah Sleven were the show's accomplished vocal quartet. Casey Ellis, Matthew Tepperman, Brianna McClelland, and Nicole Bruce were effective as the Charenton's guards, a black-clad, efficient, and mostly uninvolved quartet. Jennifer Shesko's creative costume designs ranged from the contemporary for the director and staff to a variety evoking the period from formal attire for the Marquis through the straitjacket of a defrocked priest and on to various approaches to creatively deployed rags. One of director McFadden's chief aims is to make this production as clear a presentation of Peter Weiss's ideas and his frustrations about the chances of real personal and societal change as possible. But it's no dry approach. He's marshaled all the tools of theater to make it as entertaining and vitally theatrical as it is meaningful. Interestingly enough, in the second act, there are two long pauses. In the first, the actors simply stood still. In the second, they were free to exercise a few of their minor tics. Both were strangely comfortable. Something to think during or to think about. The IU Department of Theater and Drama's production of Marat Sade continues with 7:30 evening performances, and on Saturday there's a 2 o'clock matinee in addition to the final evening show. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.